Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new. You were hating on the low. I been new. They were hating on the low. I been new. He was hating on the low. I been new. She was hating on the low. I been new. I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new. You were hating on the low. I been new. They were hating on the low. I been new. He was hating on the low. I been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been new. You were hating on the low. I been new. They were hating on the low. I been new. He was hating on the low. I been new. She was hating on the low.
Watch that beat drop. Watch that beat drop. Hey. It's a reason that song I anthem. What's happening, world? Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get it in. It's another Sunday fun day. Roll something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Man, we are in the building for a new episode, man, running it down, doing what it is that we do. Salute to our top five countries tuning in. Mo, you want to run it down?
Yeah, so let's take it from the bottom to the top, right? So number five, we got the peeps up north. Big shout out to Canada. Number four, shout out to United Kingdom, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. England. Number three, we got the continent down under back. They back. You know what I'm saying? They kind of fell off a little bit. But big shout out to Australia. And number two, you already know, our homies from Switzerland. Big shout out to Viking country, man. Switzerland. Yo, y'all been so consistent these last few months, man. Like, keep holding down that number two spot. We rock with y'all. And number one, of course, the home team. Big shout out to the United States of America. You know, big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities. You already know how we
51.
Do the taste of America right here.
Look, 51 states. But
51 states? It's 50 states. What's 50? What's the 51st?
No, look it up. Thinking that's what you do with everything else. So, listen. Do you see how Australia fell off and then they came back in the number three? So you can't even really say nothing about Australia because it just be like they be doing a little something more. It could be the numbers with these people, man, because when Australia come in, when they come in, they coming in. Like, you know what I'm saying? And taking their spot. You feel me?
Okay.
They doing
you.
What they doing. Man, so Mo, I'm going to let you go first this week because, you know, the South got something to say. So how was your week?
Okay. All right. So my week, so this week I'm calling it Financial Freedom, My Only Hope. You know what I'm saying? So I'm dedicated, man. I'm focused on my financing. You know what I'm saying? Like, gym life has been good. To hit the gym. Real estate about to take off. You know what I'm saying? I got a busy week coming up this week. Money's on my mind. I'm rethinking my Cleveland trip, you know what I'm saying? I'm rethinking my Cleveland trip. I think I might switch some things around and do Cleveland, Chicago in August. You know, I always got to do something big in August for my birthday month. That's also my anniversary month with my wife. So, rethinking that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still just pulling out the weeds and trimming the fat on just certain things, you know what I'm saying? And then a solemn note, you know what I'm saying? Just praying for Buffalo, you know, that was crazy. You know, and that's my week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, I want to talk about that. I sent you the clip on the whole Buffalo situation, which I'm pretty sure you had already seen it, but I was like, you know what? Normally I said, so when we get into the real famous chop up and Mo say specifically, all right, Black, do you have anything that you see? Normally I done sent him some shit, right, during the week. And then I'd be like, nope, you know. But I send him stuff for him, you know what I'm saying, just to help him out. You know, Mo don't help me out, but tonight Mo came through with the topic. So salute to Mo, you know, big Mo doing big things tonight. This is topic. But, you know, normally I send him stuff for the real famous chop up, and then he'd be like, you got something you want to talk about? Hell no, that's your shit. Okay. But, this week, right, this week has been, like, I'm going to call my week Revelation, right? And so I know I'm going to take, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of time with talking about my week because, you know, it hit home in so many places, right? And I'm on a lot of different platforms, and I do a lot of communicating through different platforms, but, like, if you know me, we 5 years in the running here, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to spill some tea, if I'm going to talk about something, it's generally going to be here before I talk about it anywhere else because most of my platforms are business, right? And so certain things just don't belong on your business platform. But here, you know, this home, you know, real adult talk, we're talking about the real shit, right? So first and foremost, like, this week has been amazing. One thing is, like, with credit. A lot of people feel like, okay, you just need to have everything off your credit to have good credit. But that's actually not true. And I've spoken different times in reference to credit. You need to build a credit profile, right? Like, they want to see, like, okay, there's nothing on your credit or you've had these things and you paid them off. But you can't build credit by having something and paying it off. You still have to have LOCs, line of credits. You need to have certain things on your credit. You got to have credit cards. You know, it's just certain shit that got to go. And over the last, you know, I talked to you guys about, you know, me being debt-free. And it's something that I do every year. You know, at the top of every year, I pay all of my small bills up, you know, five of them. The lights, the water, the gas, the trash, and the internet bill. And I pay them for 14 months. So, therefore, I'm always ahead on those bills. And throughout the year, I can do whatever it is that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And it makes a lot of sense, right? And so, this is one thing I do, but working on my credit profile, I've been working on my credit profile for a while. And so I actually obtained a new LOC, and this is like the biggest LOC that I've ever gotten in my life, right? We're just going to say that. And I was just blown away. You know what I'm saying? Like, OMG. You know what I'm saying? Like, really. And so that is, like when they give you credit, when they give you, you know, things, like some people be like, okay, I have debt. But it's not debt, right? When you pay your bills on time, you don't have debt. You have a credit profile, right? So my credit profile is looking, you know, absolutely amazing. You know, I'm definitely in the sevens. I'm trying to get to the eights, Ashe. I'm trying to get to the eights. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing as far as the credit. I also went ahead and created my nonprofit organization. That's been something I've been telling you guys. I've been working on something, and I didn't speak on it anywhere. But now, you know, I'm there. You know, paperwork is in, X, Y, Z. So I created a spiritual temple or church. Religious organization, right, which is like, you know, tax exempt. And then I created a nonprofit because it's just time to start giving back. So a lot of times we can get lost in the sauce and, you know, we want to get money and how can we get money? How can we get money? But getting money is one thing, but you always have to give back, right? Because to whom much is given, much is required. That's just around the board. I don't care. It's not a religious thing. It's a law thing. You know what I'm saying? A spiritual law. And I wanted to get back into giving back. So we do have Spiritual Goddess Enlightenment LLC, you know, or SGE International, which is our religious organization. So we have that, you know, popping off, and I've been doing things. So I created this, my first three give backs, right, have been created. One, we do Soul Food Sundays, the second Sunday of every single month, and it's absolutely free. You have to go to my website, Spiritual Goddess, and that's spiritual and then goddess, GAWDDESS.com. There's a page for Soul Food Sundays. And then the second Sunday in every month, you can click the Zoom link directly from my website, and it'll bring you into the meeting, right? And they're recorded. So if you miss the meeting, you can actually pay for a $15 for a playback. And here's why. I noticed in doing this, a lot of people don't want help. A lot of people want to keep doing things the way that they're doing it and think that they're going to work. They don't want to dive deeper within. They don't want to heal themselves. They feel like what they're doing is okay. They're not taking accountability. It's always them, and they're not paying attention to the common denominator. If every relationship you get in, it goes south for X, Y, and Z. If everybody ain't shit and you the common denominator, maybe you ain't shit, you know. But this particular Soul Food Sunday is something that I'm doing. It's absolutely free. I'm giving back. I'm giving knowledge. The one thing that you can count on is that it's going to make you think outside of the box, okay? It's about unlearning and relearning. It's about looking at life from a completely different perspective, something that you're not hearing on social media, something that people are not pushing. If you pay attention to the fact that all of the people that are pushing something is pushing divide, right? Anybody that's speaking real facts, that's speaking unity or speaking something in reference to you, for you to wake up, they're censoring them. I just came off of a month in like a week of being shadow banned on YouTube, right? And so I just started getting them up, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to talk about nothing on YouTube. I'm going to, you know, create a new platform. And Zoom is temporary because I'm actually bringing it to the website, right? So that's one thing that I've been working on. That's another thing that I've been working on. Starting in June, we are doing a give back, right? So you guys know that I am a coach, and I've been a coach for years. I just really, during the pandemic, I went ahead and got my certification for it. And so basically we are giving back. So 1 month, you get a session, right? So I'm doing a vet and a mother, right? Doesn't matter if you're single mother, married with kids, whatever. Mother, I understand both of them. Family with a very strong military background and being a mother myself. So it's 4 sessions for 1 hour that I'm giving away every single month, right? And I want to work with people. Just even having somebody to listen to you, to be able to vent to, in a matter that you can't vent or talk to people that, you know, it means so much, and I know it does, right? You can do life coaching or you can do business. If you want to create a business, if you want to get into finances, you guys know my background is very strong in finances, so You know, I'm giving you a different perspective on how to look at finances from my point of view and how I got to where I am today, right? So that is something that we are offering as well. So these are the things that, like, I got going on right now that I've been working on silently. I'm so honored to be able to be in the position to be able to give back to people. It doesn't matter where you are. I want to hear from you. I want to help, right? There's a form on the website on the homepage in reference for you to fill out to be get in the drawing to get the free sessions, okay? So I'm going to choose one person every single month, right? And who knows, there may be a month that nobody submits, and then I could go back to a previous month and be like, okay, you won. So on the website, that's there, all right? I've been really getting deeper, right, into my EFI, into my spirituality, into the tradition, and you know, like, I honor this wholeheartedly, right? And so whenever there's something that you're doing and you see progress in this situation and it makes sense, you know that it's like, okay, this shit is for real, right? And so, you know, when I was a Christian, it would be like me doing the work and then I'm getting results from my work and I'm like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Like, yes, it's so real. But I did all of the work for it myself, right? And the realest thing that I've been a part of is EFI. Right? This is just, I mean, just honestly, the realest thing I've been a part of is EFI. Now, here's why. It could be times where I get a EBO done, right, which is a reading about my life, and they could tell me exactly what's going on in my life. I mean, toe for fucking toe, like precise words, right? I know it's real. You know, you don't know me. And so, you know, to share with you guys, two years ago, somebody put some shit on me, right? And I never spoke about this. I just kind of, like, moved through it. And I didn't know immediately that they had put some shit on me, but I worked through it, and I knew that I had it, and I'm like, eventually this shit got to wear off. You know what I'm saying? You know, people always sending something to you, and I was always guided to, you know, allow your ancestors to handle this, right? Well, in this particular situation, my ancestors was handling it, but as long as I was interacting with this person that put this shit on me, they allowed it to stand, meaning it was warranted, right? They wanted me to see the situation for what it's worth, and I wasn't for a while. And so I finally, you know, seen the situation for what it was worth, and I took a major step, you know, to step back on the situation. And, of course, like, I talk about my health sometimes here, but, like, nobody understood, like, what it has been for me over the last 2 years. It's been hell.
Oh, black, did you cut
off? There's some noise in the background. Okay. It's been hell for the last 2 years. Like my energy levels have been depleted. I'm in the doctors. I'm getting, you know, MRIs every 3 months. You know, it's just a lot going on. It was a lot going on, you know what I'm saying, over the last 2 years. But I was doing it, and I was still producing for y'all. I was still pushing for y'all. So whatever it was, I was dragging this motherfucker with me, right? We gonna succeed no matter how much energy I got to pull from. I wasn't feeling like myself. I hadn't felt like myself in years just because I was so depleted. Whatever this is was just dragging my energy, right? And so I knew where it came from. I knew what it was, but I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew it was something. And so, you know, this particular individual was somebody that I still held on a pedestal. Like, I was still helping them, but this person was basically like, if you're not going to be my way out of this bullshit, then, you know, you can die. That's basically what they said. You know what I'm saying? And so I met my peoples that, you know what I'm saying, I have not interacted with them. And from the first time I see him, the chemistry was just through the fucking roof. Like, he was amazing. And it just started moving so fast, and he kind of, it was moving so fast that he was scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, for him to be as strong as he is, he was just like, OMG, like, what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, this shit moving too fast, right? And it really is. You know what I'm saying? But met my peoples, and you know, he is definitely in the E5. I had said, I was like, you know what, I want somebody spiritual. But I was kind of nervous because this person that put this shit on me is spiritual. But, you know, they are a low vibrational energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come to cause ruckus. And so I was kind of nervous about it, but I was like, the next person I talk to is going to be spiritually in tune, so they're going to be, you know, in tune with themselves, and he was all of that, you know what I'm saying? He's actually a babalawo, and, you know, a priest. So, you know, and coming to me, he was so passionate about what I was going through, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was his, like, no matter what was going on, me and my health and my kids, that was his priority. Like, I mean, honestly, the health, the kids, right? And so everything else came after that, and we worked through this shit. And so we did some things, right, because we had got down to the point where they were like, okay, look, there's nothing we can do right now. You just got to have a surgery. You know, the situation isn't getting better, and this surgery is something I didn't want, and he wasn't okay with it either, right?
All right.
And so we went and did some things, and let me tell you something. Like I can't even begin to tell you just how much I believe in E5. Like, I don't care. Like this is not something that I had to do work for to give somebody else credit. This was something that I allowed E5 to work. There was nothing else that I could do at this point, right? And so generally right about now, I would be sick, you know, down in the bed for 3 days, you know what I'm saying, 2-3 days, you know, not being able to move, but I'm up, right? This is like, today was like one of the best days I've ever had in the last 2 years, full of energy, getting shit done, not weak, not any of those things, you know what I'm saying? And all praises to Olo Dumari, because without understanding this tradition and this BiPAP, I would not be here where I am today, right? And this is just without getting deep into it, but we got to go back to our roots. And we talk about this a lot on this show. Going back to our roots, Ifa is an African, West African tradition, right, in Nigeria. And it goes back to tell you the principles, you know, do right by people, don't harm people, and so on and so forth. If you go to my website, there's a page called Ifa Tradition. And it kind of gives you the breakdown. You know, I'm going to add more to it, but it gives you like an introduction, you know, to E5 and what it is that we believe in, our principles and things like that. And so when people say, okay, if you believe in anything other than spirituality, you know, it's of the devil. But when you look at the principles and the laws of E5, you know, you'd be like, how can this be of anything other than doing right by other people, right? And so I just want to say, like, just me and this energy, even, I don't care, like, even if it's just for today, like, I haven't felt this good in 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, things on my body that would, you know, be there, like, are just going, and my body is feeling so amazing, and it's all from E5, right? My hands was tied. There was nothing else that I could do, you know? And so, like, Just I have the utmost gratitude for what it is that I'm doing, and it's confirmation that I'm moving in the right direction. You know, this whole week has been confirmation, like, you're moving in the right direction, right? And so I'm grateful for that, right? My son came home in Friday, and then I got a call from the nurse well after school, and they was like, well, your son was exposed to somebody with COVID, right? So I hit the teacher and I said, well, I thought the desks were separated. She said they are. But the kids no longer have to wear masks in school in the state of Georgia. And my son, I tell him, you still got to wear your mask. I don't care what they say. But him, because he don't see nobody else with their mask, he took his mask off, right? So he's been quarantining, you know, because this person was exposed. He was exposed to this person on Friday. Who knows how long this person had been sick, you know what I'm saying? But he's still doing okay. He has to walk around the house, and if he's around me or his brother, he has to have his mask on. I went and got air purifiers to purify the air. Both of them got one. It was like $50 a day on purifier, but I don't give a shit when it comes down to that. So both of them have air purifiers in their room to cleanse the air, cleanse whatever is in the air, right? It's just like whatever you spray, you know, Microban or, you know, whatever sanitizer that you're spraying, but it's actually purifying the air in the room. So thus far, he has been solid when it comes to that, you know, all praises to the Most High. And, you know, that I'm watching him. So because he was exposed, he can't go back to school till Thursday. By default, he has to, you know, he had to wait out 5 days by default just for being exposed. So we here doing our thing with that as well. And, you know, like, you know, the YouTube, the Soul Food Sundays, like I said, you guys can go to the website. I used to do a lot of things. Right, where I used to do donation for answers a couple times a week, and I allow people to come in and donate $5, $10, or $22 to get their answers, get the questions answered, right? And so, yeah, you know, you get money and you answering repetitive-ass questions, right? And Spirit told me, was like, this is not your purpose here, you know? What, the money you don't have to worry about because you're going to get money one way or another. Like, you don't have to worry about that. And so, you know, I told them, if y'all not coming to Soul Food Sundays to grow and to learn, to be able to look at some shit in a different perspective, because y'all keep going through the same cycle with the same, with different men, then, you know, we're not doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? Once a week, that's it. You miss it, oh well. You feel me? But I'm just getting more stricter because I'm tired of answering the same repetitive-ass questions, you know what I'm saying, when it's like, don't you see that something has to change and it has to be you? So, you know, I'm thankful for the people that did show up to our very first Soul Food Sunday. And it's none of the people that generally are there in donations fans that want free things, that want, you know, things, you know, from the platform. And it's perfectly fine. So I'm always ready to switch people out. You know, it's a revolving door. I don't get close to anybody for that particular reason. But, you know, that's my week, man. It's been a powerhouse of a fucking week. And I'm so grateful. Like, I'm so grateful that I don't even know. Like, I mean, it's all caps. You know, I'm so thankful for the energy that I'm in. And I told my peoples today, I'm like, even if the only reason you came into my life was to be able to assist in healing me, I'm okay with that. And I mean, I'm crazy about this man. I don't know how I'm crazy about him, but I am. But it just put a lot of things in perspective when it comes to our connection. Like, you know, like loyalty does have an expiration date. But as long as this man never switch up on me, I got this man back to the court. You understand me, Mo? Like I got this man back harder than anybody in his corner can ever have his back. And I'm definitely going to show him that. Just for the fact of, you know, me being able to feel so good. Mo, I used to have to do something and sit down for 30 minutes to get up to do something else. I woke up today, took a shower, brushed my teeth, you know, took my E5 medicine, did 2 readings on YouTube, took the rest of the stuff up, created 2 more spaces for Orisha's up in my altar room. I got an altar prayer room. Created 2 more spaces, went to the kids' room, sat in one room, made sure he cleaned while the other one was cleaning their room, went downstairs, took all the trash in the house, put by the door, cooked some rice because I had them cook some damn turkey legs and made turkey legs and veggies and made some rice with it. Okay. Then came in here, relaxed for a second, and got dressed to do Soul Food Sundays from 6 to 7. Then relaxed a little bit more, took all the trash out, and now I'm here doing the show. Mo, wow. It's been 2 years since I've been able to move like that and still not tired. Still got full fucking energy. Full energy.
Health is
you
wealth.
Understand me? So and then I eat the same way that I've been eating. Like, I eat vegetables. I had even turned down and started not eating meat at all and then juicing, and this motherfucking thing in me got bigger when I was just juicing. I'm like, I don't know what else to do, Spirit. I'm lost. And it was for me to lean on E5. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still eat what you want. You can still eat how you eat. You know, I don't eat beef. You know, I'm not a big stickler on pork at all. Like, I eat chicken and I eat turkey and I eat vegetables. I'm not big on starches, none of that. So why the hell can I, you know what I'm saying, shake this shit? And so for this to happen in the manner that it's happening, like, it's just amazing, man. And this ain't no American shit. This is some African shit. You know what I'm saying? Like he was dedicated to the process, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's some African shit.
since Africa.
You know? That man, that baby had to go to Africa for 2 weeks. He said, don't worry about it. Let me see what I can do when I'm there. And I don't know what he did in the motherland, but he did what he did. You understand me?
You know what I'm saying?
He did what the fuck he did. You understand me?
That's why we got to make sure we stay attached, man, because it's so much. It's so much, man. Like, I feel the vibrations, man. That's why I told you. Every chance I get to see something about Africa, learn about Africa, I'm with it. But I just feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibration that I'm connected to, so I get you.
Exactly. And a lot of things I be telling him, and then they unfold, and I be like, babe, remember I told you that? And sometimes I feel like he be like, you know, okay, leave me the fuck alone or shut the fuck up. You ain't got to tell me every time you told me something. But just the whole gist of, like, me telling him, like, I was born in it. I was born with it. You know what I'm saying? I was born with this ability, but then I got to a brick wall where I didn't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, these white folks is not going to help you. These doctors are to black women what the police are to black men. You understand me? So, like, I've been going through this for 2 years, and it's like I'm at a brick wall, and I don't want to do this. What can we do? And I don't know what next month going to be. I don't know what tomorrow's going to be, but I damn sure can tell you that generally around this time I'm in the bed for 2 to 3 days, and I haven't been. I was in the bed. I wasn't even in the bed for 24 hours. I wasn't even in the bed for 24 hours stuck, and then all that shit just disappeared. That's what I can tell you. So when people be like, ooh, she talking about some this, that, and other, and third. Listen, let me tell you something. What I think I can tell you is that I was a Christian. I was born Christian and raised Christian and up into my adulthood Christian. You understand me? But I understood that some shit didn't add up and it didn't make sense. How the hell am I doing the work, but I'm giving somebody else praise for the work that I'm fucking doing? You show me where I get to a point where I can't do the work, and then you show me somebody that's going, you show me a spirit that's going to get that shit done for me when I can't do it. Oh, yeah, he opened the door for me. No, you show me some real shit. You show me some real shit because I'm doing this work. I'm doing this work with the goddess of my Orishas and my ancestors. I can't give nobody credit for shit I'm doing, but I could give my ancestors credit for guiding me and clearing my path. You know what I'm saying? I give the Orishas credit for being in me and being with me. Right? Keeping shit alive. Yeah. And the only time that some shit will happen to you in E5 is if it's warranted. And if you warrant it on your goddamn self, I brought it on myself because I still was trying to help this bitch. No matter what the fuck happened, no matter me knowing that the shit was not conducive with my higher being, I still felt sorry for a motherfucker. I brought it on myself. They teach you God take care of women and fools, or children and fools. That's not true. Because I was being a fool, and I was casted out. Says, you want to be a fool? You sit in the fool's corner. That's no. Yeah. You're not supposed to do wrong by people. But at the end of the day, you can't let nobody play you. You can't let nobody play you. Period.
That's a fact. All facts.
So that's my week, man. It's been absolutely amazing. Man, man, y'all just don't even know how I'm feeling right now. I'm energized, turned up, crunk, ready. You know what I'm saying? Ready like Freddy tonight, you know, ready for this topic that Mo got. So, you know, make sure you guys check out my website, you know, spiritualgoddess.com. You can check me out on YouTube. You can look up Spiritual Goddess. When you put it up, it'll say Spiritual Goddess Enlightenment LLC. And any of the videos will have my website on there. Check me out. I'm building onto the website. You know, I created these two pages this week. I'm adding more because I want to create a platform to make sure that if I need to add videos and I need to stream from my, if I need to add videos or stream from my website, I can. You can't trust none of these people, like I told them today. Anybody that's speaking facts of wokeness, they are removing you from social media. Anybody that's loud and wrong as fuck, they in the forefront of social media. So we got to branch off and do our own thing as much as we possibly can, because these fools is at us. You understand me? I was completely shadow banned. This is probably like last month, my check will probably be the lowest it has ever been on YouTube, because they was not showing my video. And, you know, people are so dependent on the cycle and seeing things pop up, because they in their own mind about what they got going on. It was just a whole mess. So I'm glad that I got it when I got it, you know, so I'm pushing forward. You know, my videos are starting back to get the views and reaching up to 1,000 again, like, you know. It was crazy. So I'm taking my goddamn show elsewhere, right? And check out our Facebook page. You can find it on the website too. I started reading for other signs on the Facebook page. I had two YouTube pages, and I'm like, okay, let me build up. But when they did that, when they shadow banned me on YouTube on that one channel, I was like, there's no way in hell that I'm gonna create two platforms on this one So I went to Facebook. Of course, they are probably not any better, but they pay better than YouTube, but you just got to really go hard to even get into the pay scale with Facebook. So I just said, well, let me just build on Facebook. You know, what's for me will be. You know what I'm saying? When I started with YouTube, I started in March. I started in May, June, July. July, I was eligible for their partnership program. So I'm just doing what I'm doing on Facebook. It is what it is. I do know that what's for me will be, so I'm not complaining. But, y'all, that's been my week. I done talked y'all ear off. I'm just, like, excited and happy and all in my shiznit. But, Mo, I'm going to let you explain the topic and start it off.
All right. So, yeah, that's what's up, though. Shout out to your amazing week. You know what I'm saying? Keep growing, keep evolving. So, question for the people out there listening. And dating, right? Are you dating younger? Are you dating older? Or your same age bracket? And which do you prefer? So once again, are you dating younger, older, your same age bracket? And which do you prefer? So that's a nice topic. You know what I'm saying? I came up with it. So I'm going to kick it over to Black first. I want to get her perspective, and then I'm going to give you mine.
Okay. That's not how this works.
Okay, and
we've actually talked about this a few times on the show, but I never went in depth. Okay, so you guys know that I've been doing a lot of research, right, historical research on my ancestors. I talked about that or whatever. And when I was younger, I always liked older, right? I was always more mature. My spirit was always more mature. My grandmother did not have a problem with that. My dad hated it, right? And I never knew, but my grandmother and granddad are like 7 years apart, nothing major at all, okay? So in the process of me doing my research and finding out who my great-grandmother was, because she was deceased before I was born, my great-grandfather was deceased before I was born, finding out who they were and so on and so forth, I realized that my great-grandfather was 22 years older than my great-grandmother, okay? But, baby, let me tell you something. He was her sugar daddy. That's what it was, because that even segregation stopped in, what, 1968, 60-something? My grandfather owned land before segregation even ended. You know, my grandfather was the man. My great-grandfather was the man. So my great-grandmother liked older people. So when I was younger, I actually liked older people. Now, lately, my ex, he was younger than me. And I don't know how that happened, but it did. He was younger than me by a lot, but I didn't like the way that turned out. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, he could have been way more spiritually evolved. Now, here's the thing. My old man now, he older than me. He think I don't know. He told me he was younger than me, but he's actually older. I think he's older than me. I think.
Y'all know each other's age?
Yeah, we do. But that's how I know. I feel like he's older than me, you know. But I like older men for me.
Okay. So I'm just saying, you said you feel like, you, I mean, do you know or you feel it? Which one is it? It's kind of vague.
Listen, I know. I know.
Okay.
So, but I like older men. Like I said, it's a couple things that I said that I didn't want to change. But these older men are different than the older men back in the day. These older men are like super stuck in their ways, and they want to be single and players for the Himalayas and all of that stuff. You know, this is what you're dealing with these older bastards. Now, when I was growing up, the older men was not like this. They was really, they wanted something young, tender. They was going to take care of you. You know, now these older men, they don't know if they want to be with men or want to be with women.
Whoa.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit going on these days. You know, they done messed up the market, right? They done fucked up the batch. But, no, I prefer older men myself. Let me see. I've tried to date somebody my same age, but, like...
Yeah, how does that work? Yeah, well, yeah, because it seemed like it's been either younger or older, but yeah, you never really talked about somebody your same age, Black. So you know,
they play games. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they still in their prime, so it's a lot of games being played when it comes to people my same age, and therefore, it's like I don't have time. You know, I don't have time to deal or interact with that shit. Like, you know, we grown. You know, you want to have some things, people trying to have all the sense and so on and so forth. And it's like, I know my role. I know my role in a relationship, right? But I also know the role that my partner should have. And if this person isn't aligning with what I see them as, then I'm not going. So people my age, I don't want it.
Interesting.
I don't even want it. I don't want you. If you my exact age, no thank you.
I got you.
So, you can have it.
You know what's funny? Whenever I come up with a topic, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the savage gentleman comes out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a pull from something to kind of like really, you know what I'm saying, be passionate about a certain topic if I'm going to speak on it. So, yeah, so all right, so my perspective on it is this. So once again, for the people out there, we're talking about do you prefer dating younger, older, or your same at age bracket? So I'm going to break it down. So as far as, and once again, hashtag happily married man. So me and my wife, we're in the same age bracket. So that part I dig. I dig that we, you know, we kind of in unison on certain things. We come from the same place. You know what I'm saying? And we just get each other on that level. So as far as that, I'm very happy with being with somebody my same age because we definitely, you know, relate to each other and we understand each other and, you know, we're in that same era. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I was younger, I did date an older woman for a little while. You know what I'm saying? And... That was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, at that point, it was like she was a little bit more established, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of cool to kind of see it from that perspective. And, you know, now, too, I say this, too, you know, you don't, at the age I am now, once again, hashtag happily married man, but it's like it was like a multiverse, and I wasn't with my wife. Like, what would I prefer at this point, at this stage in my life? And I'm kind of at the point where it's like, you know, you wouldn't want to rush into dating. You got to establish yourself first. And now that I feel like I'm established, I know who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've matured. And I don't call age, you know, my age is one thing. It's a number. But age ain't nothing but a number. You know what I'm saying? To me, age is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And at this point, you know, I do gravitate to, like, the younger vibes. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think with the younger vibes, you can kind of shape, I can kind of shape shift a little bit. Meaning that you know, you just kind of can relate to certain energy when you was that age. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. I don't know if it's a superpower or something that I can do. But I always can kind of relate. So I can always, like I told you, like I pride myself on being able to adapt to certain people, certain situations. So I feel like with like a lot of the younger generation, because I know a lot of people my age and my bracket, they can't stand, like, well, I don't say they can't stand, but they always say, oh, younger women is too immature and this and that and whatever it is. But to me, you know, that's showing, like, you got to be right with yourself first to be able to bring on that energy. If you're not right with yourself, if you're not, if you're not established or whatever, you know what I'm saying, mentally, then maybe you can't handle that. Maybe you do want a younger woman, I mean, an older woman that's already established. Me, I like young energy. I like the freshness. And not necessarily molding somebody, you know what I'm saying, because I like, you know, vibing off of a person's energy, and I don't have to mold, I can just adapt, you know what I'm saying? So on that part, I think I definitely, dig the younger flavor, or the younger vibe when it comes to that. And it's funny that you said, Black, how, like, when you was younger, how you dated an older man. So I guess that older man kind of had that same mentality that I have. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, you know, I guess when you met the older person that you dated, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all old geezers be wanting to control somebody. Keep in mind, my oldest son, Dad, we was together for 7 years. When I met him, I was 19, he was 39. I was 18, he was 38. We had our child, I was 19, he was 39. But you know what? There's nothing about that connection that I regret. Now, you see miserable people now like, oh, my God, look at the age difference, and he knew better. Nah, bitch, he didn't want y'all old asses. That man taught me so much. I would not be Miss Lovely Black, the new Miss Lovely Black, or spiritual goddess, I feel like, if he had not crossed my path. That man taught me so much in reference to business, getting a bag. Like, I seen money with him. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have seen that with somebody my age, right? But see, this day and age, everybody got so much to say because they miserable. You know, they up in age and they ain't got no man. You can't blame somebody because they don't want you. Like me, I wouldn't talk shit about a man my age wanting a younger woman. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when a woman gets older, she's stuck in her ways. You know what I'm saying? And when she's stuck in her ways, he can't really maneuver or do much with her. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. Y'all old geezers want something young and tender. But that's why I make myself so flexible at my age. That's why it's so easy for me to follow directions. That's the one thing that I never, ever felt that I was too good to do was follow directions. The one thing that I tell my man, when he come in and I decide that you're going to be the lead in my life, you lead and I follow. And most people don't know that because they on this independent shit. I got my own shit. I got my own everything too, honey. But I know my role, and it ain't to fucking lead now when you have a solid man in the house. So, you know, you got most of the women that's just like that. They don't know their role, and I'm just one that do, and I left myself flexible for that, you know, and that's why there's a big age difference. My oldest son, Dad, is now 60, and I'm 40. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's still, like, that's still my homie. That's my rider. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my best friend. We haven't slept together well over 10 years plus, but, you know, we still have a solid understanding when it comes to each other, and he just knows how to carry himself in a certain way, and that's just what it is. Our son is 23 this year. Yeah.
Wow. See, that's real talk what you just said, how, like, you gave yourself, you left yourself that flexibility, because that is true. Like, a lot of women do get stuck in their ways, and they get on this independent trip, and, you know, that's why I keep referencing the book I'm reading, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding a Black Woman, is because, you know, through conditioning and stuff like that, we've got all of us in a way, but especially a lot of black women, and it's been taught in the home and stuff like that too, but it's just through years and generations now of conditioning to this American lifestyle. And that's why I said, when we talk about Africa, we talk about all this other, you know, spirituality and just stuff like that, it seems foreign to American women, like African ways. You know what I'm saying? If you go back, and you look at traditions and certain things that we come from, it's a whole different aspect, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, as far as the man leading and stuff like that. And a lot of women will be like, well, a lot of men don't, you know, handle their business enough to lead. And that's why, you know, but a lot of them do, you know what I'm saying? And for the ones that do, if you do got a solid person that you married or that you really committed to, you committed to him for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You took that, you wore that ring for a reason because you know, you have trusted with him, with his guidance, y'all can, you know, flourish. You know what I'm saying? So I just think a lot of that has got lost. And, you know, I think the reason why, and you hit another interesting point, why a lot of men do gravitate to, like, you know, I would say older men gravitate to younger women is because, you know, the age difference, the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that a man of my age now would have, you know, if channeled in the right direction, can really flourish with, like, a younger woman if she's, you know, gonna be led. You know what I'm saying? And that's very interesting. So, you know, and then when it comes to the older women right now, and then I'm just looking at my age bracket because, you know, like, a younger woman for me now would be considered 20s and 30s, you know what I'm saying? And with my knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, like, that's right in my sweet spot. So a woman of my age bracket or older would be 40s and 50s, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, other than my wife, do I want somebody my same age in that 40s bracket? I don't think so, you know what I'm saying? And then for an older woman in my age bracket now, somebody in their 50s, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's definitely the younger version. But hashtag happily married man. So, so yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to kind of touch base and talk on. You know what I'm saying? I think this is just a flashpoint. I think this will be a good, you know, show to promote. You know what I'm saying? I think it just makes people think, you know what I'm saying? And I love how we can just talk, have an intellectual conversation and really talk about, you know, certain topics as far as age and why maybe men date younger women or why younger women want older men or, you know, some people do like people their same age, you know what I'm saying? And they just want to date somebody in their same age bracket or some men do still like older women, you know what I'm saying? Because the older women is already maybe established, and that younger man or whatever, just he want a mom. he got mom issues, you know what I'm saying? Where he still want like a mom figure in his life, but be able to date. I don't know. You know, it gets weird when you really get into the depths of psychology and thinking and stuff like that. But you know, I just thought it would be an interesting topic to discuss tonight. So, you know, before we get into the world famous chop up, because I got a lot to discuss. I got a lot. It's a lot going on this week. Did you want to put a bow on this topic before I switch gears?
No, that's you put the bow on it. You can be your topic.
All right. So yeah. So that's the bow I'm gonna put on the topic. So once again, shout out to me for coming up with this topic tonight. And now, to my favorite part of the show, which is the world famous chop up. So for anybody out there that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So as I do always, before I get into the world famous chop up, Black, was there anything this week that you was tripping on that you wanted to bring to the world famous chop up?
Nope, you got it.
All right, so with that being the case, let me get into it. So a couple things in the news. So we're going to talk about it. So I guess one thing that I thought was interesting, and Black would probably want to maybe talk about this. I don't know. We'll see. But I gotta give it up to Black. She kind of saw this coming. She saw it was something. I'm not excusing Tory Lanez, but, you know, it came out this week that I guess some doctor did a, I don't know if you call it an autopsy or whatever, but it found out that the injury that Meg had to her foot was not from being shot. You know, it was from glass.
Let's say it again for the people in the back. You know, not that I like being right. Not that I'm rubbing it in anybody's face, but just say it one more time for the people in the back. Thank you.
So for the people in the back, you know what I'm saying, the doctor or whatever who analyzed this did come to the conclusion that Meg's injury was not from a bullet, it was from glass. So
I told you, fool! I'm just kidding.
So now, let's take it all the way back to the beginning. So I guess when the first came out, oh, Meg got shot in both feet. Then it switched from, oh, I got shot in one foot. Then it got switched to what it finally was, I got shot at for steps on glass. So it's still, I'm not absorbing Tory Lanez for what he did.
Hey, look,
I mean, like,
you're not because you want to be right. You know, y'all, they accused me. They was like, oh, well, men always taking up for women and women always taking up for men. I said, that's not the case. I'm telling you. Now, I read tarot. I'm very in tune with my spirituality. I don't say this shit just to say it because I don't like somebody. I knew that this shit was not true. My spirit told me it wasn't true. And I pay attention to details, which most people do not pay attention to details, right? I never wavered on Tory Lanez. When Tory said, when the details come out, y'all gonna know. He get off the motherfucker. Look, man, go stream Tory Lanez. Go stream all that man music. Run that shit up. Run that shit up, man. Stop holding on to trying to hold a black man down. That man told you what time it is. You got to think. Meg with Roc Nation. I told y'all, every time they come out with some shit by Meg being fucked up, then they come out with some more shit about her doing right. You know what I'm saying? It's some other shit coming out with her doing right. She with Roc Nation. They know how to manipulate the motherfucking system. You understand me? Meg been bad news. Meg has been bad news. You understand me? Allegedly, she's a dead drunk, and she got skills, and they're trying to save her, and they're going to try to save her with the lynching of yet another black man, the legal lynching. That's why they keep it so high in the news, because if they can't win in court, they're going to try to get them with public opinion, the same way they did with R. Kelly. Understand me? This is how these white folks play. Listen, we got to get off Tory Lanez. Get off Tory Lanez. The shit is not true. Bottom line. If you talk, I don't excuse him. You gotta excuse him. The whole shit was about a gunshot, and that's the ideology that they want y'all to have in reference to Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez ain't do it. The man, free Tory Lanez, man, free this man out of this image, man. He ain't do it. Bitch ain't even get shot. Told y'all that. I been told y'all that. But okay, go ahead. But I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, if she got shot at, she still cut herself on some glass. That was still pretty bad, but... You know,
no, because really what the story is that the bitch was drunk at Kylie's house, right? There's a blogger. This bitch is a goat.
Okay.
And somebody had already sent her the shit that was at Kylie's house. The bitch got drunk in Kylie's house. Tory Lanez was flirting with Kylie. She flipping out. Woonty woomp. She bust a champagne glass at Kylie's fucking house. She was already bleeding. Kylie put them all out. But when it all came out, then that's when her best friend was like, wait a minute, you fuck with Tory? Then that's when she found, that's when they both found out that they were fucking with Tory. So, yeah, Tory guilty for fucking with two best friends. You know what I'm saying? They got in their verse. XYZ. Tory ain't motherfucking shoot at this hoe either.
Oh, shit. Damn. All right. Well, look. Hey,
that's
well,
the shit that ain't came out of the news yet. Pay attention to how everybody started back fucking with Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez started being seen with everybody. They already knew what time it was. They just could not speak publicly. DJ Academics wanted to break a story, so he spoke before he should have spoken, and that's why they went to shut him down like that. Everybody know what it is. This is publicity. This is public opinion. This is people's money. This is a gang to these folks. One thing that Snitch 6ix9ine said to y'all, even if you rap better than me, you still wouldn't make it because this shit rigged. All of that shit in the entertainment world is rigged, man. It's rigged for the sheep. The sheep gonna follow. So you can't even get mad because this is the shit that the sheep want to see. You know what I'm saying? Tory Lanez is fucking innocent. You know what I'm saying? Salute Tory Lanez. I know he ain't shoot the bitch. I don't give a fuck what else happened. He did not shoot the bitch. right? I seen the motherfucking wounds. I got motherfucking medical background to somewhat of an extent. So, bitch, I was like, that ain't no gunshot. Just like everybody else that had medical backgrounds that seen it when she posted the picture, and then all of a sudden they removed the picture. Everybody knew that wasn't no motherfucking gunshot that bitch said. You know what I'm saying? Get off Tory Lanez. Y'all go stream Tory Lanez music, man. He got some fire shit out. I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Just scream it and walk away. Stream it and walk away and come back and go to the next song, man. Run that man shit up. Run that man numbers up. How they trying to run that man in the ground. Yeah, that's what we doing.
There we go. So, yep. So, that, you know, so it is what it is. All right. So, another topic that we had in the news was Young Thug and the whole YSL conglomerate or whatever. So, long story short, basically, Young Thug, I think he's still, I don't know if he got out on bail yet or whatever, but he definitely
he did not.
He did not. Okay.
Did they let Lucci out? No, they didn't. They didn't let Lucci out. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
what about Gunna?
Fuck that.
Okay.
Young
well,
Thug.
Hold on. I just wanted to set it up for the people out there. So,
oh, okay.
You know, just,
my bad.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Let me just set it up for the people because then I want to hear what you got to say on it because I'm like I said, I'm just on the outside looking in. I ain't really go surface level.
You see how much
level,
energy
so.
I got today, right?
Yeah.
You
no,
see
I'm
rocking
no,
with
you. So basically. Just set it out for the people. So apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, Black, because it seems like you know a lot about the story already. But apparently, Young Thug, Gunna, and you know the whole YSL crew or whatever was indicted and accused of just I guess basically they're trying to accuse Young Thug of being the founder, leader of they call it a gang, which was. Because YSL, the album that came out, it was YSL Part 2 or whatever came out, like, probably about 6 months ago. Nice album, too. You know, I was rocking to it. But basically, it stands for Young Slime Life Gang or whatever, YSL. You know what I'm saying? And he's being brought up on RICO charges. And what's interesting about this, too, because I fucks with Young Thug. Especially, I've been zoning out to some Young Thug lately, you know, because I was really rocking to the Future album that dropped a couple of weeks ago, and you know, once I started getting into that whole Atlanta vibe, you know, from Future to Young Thug, and then I started rocking out to some Drake, you know, I just all in that that wave, right? But anyway, you know, what's ill about Young Thug is he's got like, you know, people used to call it mumble rap or whatever, but you know, he's just got a rhythm, he's got like a mumble that he does, and a lot of times you might not even understand, you know, if you really, unless you really listening. You're not really understanding the things he's saying, but it's right on rhythm. You know what I'm saying? It's just you can see it's almost spiritual in a way. The way Young Thug
blah blah blah.
Like no. Hold on. I'm about to say it. It's spiritual in a different way. Like you know, some people can catch a spirit in different ways. Like I said, as many ways.
Demonic spirit.
Yeah. Okay. But a spirit is a spirit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got opposites. Anyway, so I say that to say this. So. You know, because even Young Thug, too, if you listen to I forgot the name of the song or whatever, but he's got a song where he actually says my name, and I don't know how that happened. You know what I'm saying? He says my name in the hook like 3 times. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is weird as hell. I was, you know, listening to him one night and I heard the song. I'm like, what the fuck? But anyway, so that just tells
you
me it's coming from something, right? But anyway, so when I was, you know, just kind of surfacing this story a little bit, and they was, like, really breaking down some of his lyrics, and when you really, I guess, decode what he's saying, it's a lot of, like, just gang shit, like, some mob shit, like, you know what I'm saying? We took this person out, we did this person, this person, you know what I'm saying? Got away with this.
Exactly.
Whatever. So
here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing with Young Thug, okay? And here's why I got a problem with you at. You
okay.
used to, like, Kid Rock, right?
No,
Kid Rock?
Kid Cudi,
right? You was like Kid Cudi, but you say he wore a dress that killed that. But that's the same thing that Young Thug did. Young Thug went through a whole initiation himself. So Young Thug wore a dress. And from that moment, like, I was digging Young Thug until I seen him come out with the dress, right? And here's
okay.
the thing. This is like you trying to win people over in the fan base. He went through his initiation with Birdman. Birdman is definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, in some shit, you know what I'm saying? And when Birdman and Wayne was going through it, he had Young Thug, he had Birdman, he had Lil Wayne's bus shot up, and it was ordered by Young Thug. So Young Thug made a song about it. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, he felt like he was untouchable. You know what I'm saying? So
wait,
here's the
that
thing
again?
That...
Wait, Young,
okay. Baby. Okay, Young Thug came on with Baby, and he had to go mm-hmm. through his initiation. His initiation was shooting up Lil Wayne's bus. It was brought out in court, you know, that it was Young Thug, but he beat it, right? And
gotcha.
At the end of the day, that was his initiation. And then he came back with wearing a dress on the cover of a magazine. I was done, wouldn't listen to him no more. He was one that wore a fucking dress. And so it's a certain initiation that you want to grab everybody's attention. And so people want, like Kendrick Lamar, he done came out with Auntie Diaries, you know, being okay with transsexuals and shit. And now the whole trans, look at Kendrick Lamar. He been a sellout to me when I seen him rap it all about this African shit. We're going to get into that. But Young Thug did the whole initiation, wore the dress, shot up Lil Wayne's tour bus. He felt as though he was untouchable at that point because he was. Now you are disposable, right? Everybody has a time that runs out. If you notice that, they don't catch white people on RICO charges. This is something that they pin black people on. There's a mandatory minimum with a RICO charge if you're found guilty. And they don't come get you on a RICO charge until they can really, you know, do you in. Yeah. So either he's going to have to go back in and sell his soul more, or he's going to go up the road, right? Young Fly Lucci basically was like, you know, they're trying to get me. They didn't let Young Fly Lucci out.
Well, apparently.
The thing with Young Thug is that you're in Atlanta, and it's black people here. And they was doing too much. They was doing too much here. And his name kept coming up and shit. And you got black people that's like, I don't give a fuck who you connected with in Hollywood. Your ass finna fucking go down. You're not in California. He had to move to California to be protected. You can't move to California because you're not going to bang how they bang in California. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he crossed the wrong people. Their name just kept coming up in too much shit. Somebody went and killed, you know, his baby mama. You know what I'm saying? And then there was a retaliation on that. You know what I'm saying? So their name just—they were just hot. They didn't know when to stop. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to it, we don't listen to Young Thug after he wore the dress.
Wow.
You know, that's not somebody that I want my kids to look up to. I'm raising boys into men. You understand me? You know, all that, oh, that's their own right. When they get 18, they can choose and decide what they want to do, and I'm going to support them. But until they get 18, I'm going to shelter them and show them the life that they need to see as boys to men, and that's just what it is. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when it all boils down to it, you got so many rappers that are going into this, and, you know, Kendrick Lamar, he been dead. He been absolutely dead for years.
Hold on. I want to touch on Kendrick Lamar, but I still want to touch on a few things with this whole Young Thug thing before we get over to Kendrick Lamar. So what you're referencing to the album where he wore the dress, it's the Jeffrey album. Now at first when it came out, I was like, it's a little much as well, because I don't you know how I felt about the whole Kid Cudi thing. The only reason why I gave Young Thug a slight pass on it, one, is that I know this sounds superficial, or whatever, but one, the album was really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, the album was dope to me, even though he had a dress on the cover. The second part was, it was kind of like artistically done in a way, and I'm not condoning. I'm not saying like it's right or wrong, but it just was different from the way Cudi did. I can't really explain it, but Cudi just looked like I don't say the F word anymore, but Cudi looked like whereas Young Thug, it was kind of like an artistic kind of thing, even though like I said, I'm not really condoning that either, and the music was good. Now, the other thing about Young Thug, too, was And because you talked about YFN Lucci, I'm not up on YFN Lucci. I'm not really a fan of him like that, so I don't really know too much about his music. But another thing that came up in the whole indictment or whatever was apparently Young Thug. It was a hit put out on YFN Lucci, and they're trying to pin it on Young Thug. So I think that's got something to do. I don't know if you heard anything about that. I don't know if this is true. Like I said, once again, this is just stuff that was alleged.
Exactly. Because we know down here there's been a longstanding beef with YFN and YFL. And this particular beef, YFN and YFL, and I guess it stemmed from somebody being, killed about something. But you're trying to keep me on the phone, and I got stuff to do. So let me just give you my viewpoint on a couple different things. If they said he did it, then he did. He just got a little too comfortable with, thinking that he was untouchable, and it is what it is. We're waiting to see how this play out. Two things that I want to touch on. One, the Kendrick Lamar and the Casanova out of New York, right? So Casanova, be very quick, right? Casanova, he pled guilty to his charges. He pled guilty, and the reason that he pled guilty is to be able to get a plea deal. So obviously they did a motion of discovery to see what options, what they had against them, and he pled guilty. He just pled guilty to these charges. So the minimum he can get is 5 years. He's already been in jail for a couple of years, so he will get time served towards what he already has, and he should be home soon. So, Casanova, I like Casanova. Casanova was cool-ass cat. I think the minimum he can get is 5 or 6 years, so I'm pretty sure that he cut some type of plea deal so that he'll be home very soon instead of fighting them. Now, when it comes to Kendrick Lamar came out with a new album, but in his album, he's showing support behind transgender, okay? Now, granted, keep in mind, I do not have a problem with these people. I do not have a problem with these people, right? If you born with the issue that you feel like you was born in the wrong body, so be it. It is what it is. But I respect the ones that understand, that say, I just feel like I was born in the wrong body and I want to be a woman, not the ones that walk around and be like, I am a woman. Bitch, you got 2 chromosomes, and bitch, a woman really has 1. But he came out showing his support. Kendrick Lamar has been absolutely dead for years, so he had to come out with some type of strategy, and I was waiting to see what type of strategy he was going to come out with. Of course, him being a sellout, you have to pay attention to people's actions, basically, not their words. He speak all this Africa shit, empowerment, and all of this stuff in his music, but then he's with a non-black woman. You know what I'm saying? So you can't speak Africa and empowerment and all this bullshit, but behind the scenes, you're not really living the life. Because if you are really living the life, then you already know, and I say this all the time, I have no problem with any other race, but the African-American race or the African race should never constipate with or have children with a race outside of the African race because of the DNA. You know what I'm saying? So I lost all respect for him when I seen him post his family, and as well as I'm pretty sure a lot of other people lost all respect for him because he went under at that point. Like, you spoke all of this African shit and, black power shit, and then you showed a picture of your family, and then all of a sudden he fell off the map, right? So now you're coming out supporting trans, right, to get everybody on board, and they pushing it, and everybody like, oh, Kendrick supporting trans, let's go, right? So you don't have the support of the blacks as you had it, so now you're going to go get the support of the trans because they're going to put you back on top. And the trans don't even give a fuck that they being used. They just want to be, recognized. And that's a sad thing as well. I think people need, no matter what it is that you like, you need to pay attention when people are using you and understand that, some people be like, I don't give a fuck if he's using it, he's giving us light, so if that's what it is, that's what it is. But, I'm still never going to buy a Kendrick Lamar album. And that's just little old me. So I'm pretty sure that I don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? But I don't fuck with it. But, I'm going to pass it back to you and let you finish out the real famous chop up.
Before you go, I just want to ask you, did you hear the song, the Auntie Diary song?
I've seen some clips and inserts, but I didn't even mind to read it and get into it.
Okay. All right. Well, look.
I heard a little bit. My uncle is now my auntie, and, you know, we've evolved or some bullshit he was saying, and I just clicked off. Like, you know, it's just not even, you know, I mean, listen, you have to protect your energy. You have to cleanse your energy. And your attention is your energy, and you got to know that. So whatever you give attention to, that's what you give an energy to. So I don't give energy into a lot of things. When I tell you, like, I abide by what it is that I'm in tune. I abide by the shit that I teach. I abide by the things that I speak. I mean that. You know, I'm all in, and I'm strictly focused on, you know, what's right and healing and benefiting and people growing. And I just see the bullshit that these people coming out with. But the sheep won't see it, you know. But, you know, he's just trying to come out in a different way because, you know, as soon as he posted his family, but you all black power, like, wait a minute, how you black power and your family not even black, you know? But I digress.
Well, all right, so with my point of view, because, big shout out to Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? He did drop his new album. It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. And I really dig the album. I think it's a dope piece of art, you know what I'm saying? And just to kind of give you my point of view, my perspective, and my review on it, because I really just, since it came out on Thursday, I've really been just vibing, listening to the album. And I didn't want to just get caught up in, like, you know, because it's new, oh, it's the best thing ever and all of that. I really wanted to kind of, like, meditate with it and just kind of, you know, I'm a big music guy anyway, so I'm always listening to music. So my interpretation of the Kendrick album is different. So first off, Kendrick is definitely one of the dopest young artists out. You know what I'm saying? I like how he put on for Compton on the West Coast. You know, I personally, I mean, that's why we do real talk here, because we both got strong opinions. Look, I pass no judgment. I try not to pass no judgment on certain people, on people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get my opinions and it might sound like I'm passing judgment, but at the end of the day, you know, you do what you do, as long as it don't affect me. But now, as far as Kendrick, as far as his family life, hey, that's you, bro. Like, whatever you into, that's what you into. More power to you. I really focus on the music, you know what I'm saying, and the art. So one thing that was kind of dope about this, because the last album he dropped, Damn, was like 5 years ago, and that shit was dope from top to bottom, bottom to top. I thought that was just like the album of the year for that particular year. I mean, when Kendrick drops, it's always usually something official, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to definitely check for it. But a lot of people was wondering, like, oh, where Kendrick been at, you know what I'm saying? Because he hadn't dropped since 2017. Of course, we're in 2022, so he took 5 years off. Now, my perspective of it, like, you know, certain artists that come out, they just come out, you know, they keep it consistent or whatever. But a lot of times, you know, it might sound fresh because it's new or whatever, and they're keeping the name popping, but they're not really talking nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they just, you know, it's easy to them, you know what I'm saying? Certain people can just really rap, and they can be consistent and keep their name popping, but, you know, it's not really showing so much substance. So I feel when you're, like, a certain artist, like, I think you got to go away, live some life, and then when you come back, you got a different perspective on certain things because, you know, you didn't took 5 years off. Because, you know, when you drop an album, especially if it's a successful album, popular album, you're touring, you're shooting videos, you're doing promotion. So that's like a year right there. You know what I'm saying? A year or two if it's a really popular album. And then, you know, to come right back with something else, you know, what are you really talking about other than the stuff that you did on tour or whatever, or why you're promoting the album? So I think with Kendrick, you know, kind of going away for at least 5 years, you know, he had little features here and there, it brought a different perspective. So to me, you know, Kendrick's definitely been on the forefront ever since he dropped Good Kid, Mad City. You know, of course, he had Section 80 before that, but that was kind of like a demo to me. You know, you saw the potential, you know what I'm saying? Section 80, it wasn't all the way through, but you can see a couple of the songs like, yo, this guy's got some talent, you know what I'm saying? He can really go places. But you saw that jazz influence, too. You saw he wasn't just your normal West Coast cat. But then he dropped, you know, Good Kid, Mad City. You know, that was the popular album with, what's the popular song about drinking or whatever? I can't even think of the name, but you know, Good Kid, Mad City was very dope because basically, to me, that was a throwback West Coast album from the golden era of West Coast. Like, I'm talking about early 90s West Coast, you know, when you had the end of N.W.A., the beginning of Dr. Dre and Snoop and, you know, DJ Quick and MC8. And then you had the whole genre of movies that was coming out, Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society. So Swimming Pools, that's the song I was talking about. So Good Kid, Mad City, when that dropped, I was just like, whoa. You know, of course you had Game putting on for the West Coast. But Game, to me, that's the perfect example of what I was talking about before where, you know, I like Game because Game, you know, when he was making music, you know, he was consistent, but he was coming right back because he can rap and he enjoyed rapping, you know what I'm saying? But what was he really talking? Was he really bringing something to the table? I mean, I liked it, but it wasn't really had no substance, whereas Kendrick, he goes beneath the surface. So that's why that's the difference between a West Coast artist from, to me, like Kendrick and then somebody like Game. Kendrick, to me, is on a whole nother level than Game, even though I like Game. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as Kendrick, that's the difference. So anyway, you know, Good Kid, Mad City blew up. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, that just brought that whole West Coast flavor back. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, all right, the follow-up, what is he going to do? Where is he going to come at? So then the next album he dropped, and Good Kid, Mad City, what did that come out? 2012. So that was 10 years ago. And then after that, he dropped, what was it? I'm just going down, To Pimp a Butterfly. Now, when that album first came out, I really wasn't feeling that. I thought the album cover was dope, the artistry, you know. I saw where he was trying to go, but it really didn't resonate with me because I guess I was still on that Good Kid, Mad City. I wanted more just West Coast, you know what I'm saying, some thorough. And he, you know, you could see he was going a little deeper, you know what I'm saying, with To Pimp a Butterfly, and that came out in 2015. Then, of course, he had the Untitled album just came out of nowhere. I think it was probably just some leftover music because people was just asking for new music. And, you know, the a year later, he dropped Untitled. Then, 2017, he got back on his shit, dropped Damn, and to me, that was just – that's so far the best album. That's my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. That was from top to bottom. The genius part about it is – he dropped it one, which was the song list was from like, what was it? How many songs was on that album? 14 songs. And then he redropped it the reverse, and it sounded just as good. So he dropped one where it was like this lineup of songs, same album, but he just dropped it reverse. I thought that was genius, man. So anyway, and then he just went away, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. So anyway, let me get to the newest album that came out, which is Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. And first off, let me get to the song that Black was talking about called Auntie's Diaries. Now, I think it was so much in support of transgender and LGBTQ. I mean, I think it was just not really support. I think it was just a observation. Because if you listen to the song, the first song is talking about his auntie. And, you know, he was just young, and he thought his auntie was just, like, gay, but he didn't really like think it. It was just to him, it was just his auntie. You know, he just had love for her. But as he got older, he was just like, damn, she was really on some like, you know, gay shit. Like she was, you know, bagging chicks and like, you know, but she was my homie. You know what I'm saying? You know, she. And then in the song, he talked about how she started rapping, and that's how he started rhyming because of her or whatever. But he said he just respect her because she, you know, that was his auntie, even though she was gay. He was just like, she might be gay or whatever, but that's my auntie. You know what I'm saying? And she was on her dyke type stuff. Then the other observation he has was, I guess, a cousin of his was gay, but he switched over and became a full transgender, the Bruce Jenner, Kylie Jenner, whatever you want to call him. Like that, he did the full transition, and he's just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It's my cousin. It was weird, but I always thought he was like, I guess, like on some woman shit. You know what I'm saying? Not to say he condoned it, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's his cousin. So I just thought it was an observation of what we have going on now. I'm not, once again, I'm not with it like that, but it's not going nowhere. It appears to be, I just don't like it when it's just put in people's faces on commercials and TV shows and stuff like that, especially for young kids. It's very, hasn't got to the age yet where they should really, I don't think it should just be really pushed on them like that to be able to make a decision if they're a girl or a boy at like 8 years old. I just think you haven't lived enough to even understand that. I think you need to at least be 18, before you can really, okay, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But as you're a kid, I don't think the whole transgender and switching over as a kid is I just don't agree with that. So I just thought it was an observation. And then other than that, so that was the main thing I know Black was talking about. But other than that, the album is dope. I mean, it's just a real, we talk about high vibration because there's certain albums that I know we say high vibration, low vibration. Some albums could be quote-unquote low vibrational, They're not really giving you much substance, or it might be giving you more, what's the word I'm looking for? Just not high energy vibes. Oh, maybe high energy, but not good energy, or not that energy that's going to get you, some righteousness. Some things is just going to be ratchet. It's going to be some ratchet level, but then you got to really use discernment to just know that it's entertainment and not like let it do some mind control over you. And I pride myself on being able to do that, but I know a lot of people, younger people, they don't have that same discernment or that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that somebody of my age has. Because when I was younger, I was influenced on a lot of things too. Anyway, I say that to say this. The album is definitely like an album I can just vibe. Like today's a Sunday, That was just a cool Sunday listen. I was listening to it earlier. And some of the highlights that I definitely like was we've got a track with Summer Walker. And I thought that was kind of dope because you would expect for him to have his one, shout out to Top Dog Entertainment, that's his crew. I can't think of the chick right now that was down with his crew, but she's a singer. It's SZA. Yeah, you would think that he would have SZA, a song with SZA because, she's down with his crew. Shout out to SZA, Schoolboy Q, they hold Top Boy Collective. But he actually has a song with Summer Walker. You would have thought that would have been a SZA hook, but Summer Walker, who I think is, pretty cool too. She out of Atlanta. She got a lot of hype, but he's got a song with her. And then the surprise was, because I'm hearing, Kendrick, then I hear Summer Walker come on the hook, and then I hear Ghostface. I'm like, oh, shit, Ghost is on here. So that was just dope. Kendrick, Ghost, Summer Walker, I think that's just dope. Anytime I can hear Ghostface on a major project like a Kendrick album, that's just dopeness. Then big shout out to Kodak Black. I'm a big fan of Kodak. Kodak Black is on there. He does a couple of interludes, and he's got one of my favorite songs on there with Kodak Black. I like this song a lot called Silent Hill. And I think he addressed a certain thing where he says, I'm not pro-Black, I'm more Kodak. Just certain things that caught my eye. But I know the thing about it, Kendrick, it's just a definitely talkative piece. Like his artistry is bringing out a lot of emotions. As Black says, she's not really a fan. She ain't really rocking with him for, certain things. I was talking to one of my associates who happens to be like a white guy, right? White Russian guy. And I was asking him, oh, you heard the new Kendrick album? And he was like, no, I don't know, because Kendrick, to me, comes off kind of racist. So that was kind of funny. I'm like, racist? I'm like, he's a white person saying racist towards white people, because I guess Kendrick, and he has a line where he talks about this, where I guess at a Kendrick concert, he was bringing up certain people to rap some of his lyrics, and he brought up one white girl, and she came up and she was young, hyped to rap some of his lyrics. But in one of the lyrics, she says the N-word, and then he's like snatched the mic from her and was like, oh, yo, what you doing or whatever. So he caught some flack for that because, that became like a, why you bring her up on stage if you don't want her to sing the lyrics or whatever. But you know how that can be. So anyway, long story short, I definitely give it props on that. I definitely think it's a dope album. I give it a good four mics, might be four and a half mics. You know, I'm on that source five mic type wave. So it might be four and a half mics. I'm not sure. But definitely a good listen. And let me see here. So other than that, real quick, we've got about two more minutes left before we get up out of here. So the other one that the other thing I'm going to get into real quick is the NBA playoffs. So big shout out. So NBA playoffs, man. So we got right now getting down to the nitty gritty. We got four teams left. So the first one, two upsets in a way. So, of course, we have Miami. They beat Philly. You know what I'm saying? And then Boston. Boston beat Milwaukee in Game 7. This was earlier today. You know, we tape the show on Sundays. So it's going to be Boston and Miami. So big shout-out to Boston, man. Anyadoka, man, really got this team playing at a high level, man. Big shout-out to him. Jason Tatum, balling out, man. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can go to the finals, man. Boston, anytime Boston can go to the NBA championship, that's a big deal. But Miami going to have something to say. And then on the other side, you know, we got Golden State. You know, they beat the team I was rooting for in the playoffs, the Memphis Grizzlies, man. Big shout-out to Ja Morant, man. Really did his thing, you know, before he got hurt. And then just that whole Memphis team, man, the gritty team, young team, they're going to be back next year. But Golden State is Golden State, man. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, you know what I'm saying? They just got a squad, you know what I'm saying? And then was it Jordan Poole, you know what I'm saying? He's coming to his own. So Golden State, and then they're going to get Steve Kerr back because, you know, Mike Brown was coaching them because Steve Kerr had COVID. So, you know, Steve Kerr will be back for the Western Conference. And in a big upset, Phoenix is out. The Dallas Mavericks earlier today blew out the Phoenix Suns, man. Big-time upset. Phoenix was, you know, a lot of people's picks. Everybody thought Chris Paul was going to, you know, get his first championship. Don't look like it's going to happen, man. And big shout-out to Luka, man. Luka Doncic, man. Like I said, I wasn't the biggest fan. I was out of shape. It looks like it don't even matter right now, man. So, Luka, shout out. And then Jason Kidd, man, hats off to Jason Kidd. Did a great coaching job. Out-coached Monty Williams. Monty Williams had one coach of the year. So, we're going to have the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors, man. That's going to be a good matchup. So, you know, both the finalists of the NBA Finals last year is out. So, no Phoenix Suns, no Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Giannis went home. So, this has been the world-famous chop-up. So, you know, big shout-outs to me for the topic. Big shout-outs to me for the world-famous chop-up. Big shout-outs to Black, you know, as always on a check-in. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do Real Adult, the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We do this every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. So definitely check us out, man. We always got some ish to say, some ish to talk about. So as always, man, follow the Twitter page, you know, we put that adult twang on it, you know, Real Adult Talk. If you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Benz, MOBINNS on IG. And for the next week, everybody stay safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.